Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax, and find out how you can live a better life on the Pulse.
I shall not feel good.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined today by author and expert Dr. Barry Taylor. He is practicing in Massachusetts, but gracing us with his presence via phone. Thank you, Dr. Barry, for being here.
Hi, Dr. Stephanie. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back. This is our third show together, and I'm just in awe of your expertise and the valuable information that you have to share with our listeners. And today we're going to tackle a really tough topic, but it's a topic that touches so many lives, and that's Lyme disease. Can you start off by explaining what Lyme is? And, you know, obviously, I think everyone knows that it's a tick-borne illness, but give us some background.
Sure. Well, let's see. Lyme disease is the fastest-growing infectious disease in the world. Wow.
Wow.
More new cases of Lyme disease last year than breast cancer and HIV combined.
No way.
Wow. Way. It can cause incredibly complicated, easy-to-miss physical and emotional symptoms. People can get manic. People can get psychotic. People can get huge immune breakdowns. It can be misdiagnosed as multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's or chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, anxiety disorders. Have I gotten anybody's attention? I mean, it's worldwide. And Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, the Cape, is kind of like, target central, eyeball central, whatever we're going to call it. But it is all over the world. It's an unbelievable infectious disease that you have to get bitten by a tick. And some people know they're bitten by the tick. And some people, I don't know, I never saw something with a bullseye. I never saw something that looked like a mosquito bite. But now I've got these infections, got these symptoms of tiredness and exhaustion and depletion, and nothing's working. Nothing's working. So I came up with 10 tips that we're going to go through as quickly as possible, because it's unbelievable. And I have had not dozens, but hundreds and hundreds of patients in the last 40 years I've practiced who have been dealing with this for not 3, 6 months, a year, but have been dealing with it for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, many of whom I feel very, very blessed to say, wow, they don't have Lyme anymore. But there are some real, real important points I want to share with your listeners.
Okay.
Ready?
I am ready. Let's get started with number one.
Okay. First of all, the context is to be really patient, persistent, and proactive. And the context of my next 10 points are to shift our listening and our actions from disease management to how to really optimize the function of our entire body. So the first thing is really contextual. It's for clients, people to realize that we're healers, that there is no incurable illness, and to shift from the context of being a victim of Lyme to a warrior. Be very careful of chat rooms. Be careful of speaking with other people who have Lyme for years and listen to their war stories and their dramas who've not healed and are not inspiring. So the first tip is keep accessing that warrior, that you are a healer. You're not a victim. What's the blessing in disguise here? Mm-hmm. Number two, strengthen the entire immune system. Look globally at vitamins A, C, D, zinc, DMG. Look at all the different aspects of what will power up one's immune system and how to do that. What foods work better? What foods will steal my nutrients so that my immune system working as brilliantly as it can, not just okay. Three, remove any interference to the immune system not functioning optimally. So there's nothing in the literature about aluminum or mercury or lead causing Lyme. I mean, they're not related at all. But we're dealing with this tick, this mischievous devil, really boring into the immune system. And the way to get over it, that's not just get a little bit better and then it comes back and get a little better and comes back, is to remove all the interferences. Check to see with somebody who knows what they're doing that you don't have aluminum, you don't have lead, you don't have high levels of mercury from tuna fish or swordfish or dental fillings in the past. Look at any other chronic strep of years ago or staph of years ago or any other hidden infectious agents that might have burrowed and gotten buried within cell tissue that you're not going to be able to get a throat swab because you don't have acute strep infection, but you can find a practitioner who can see, here's the word, if you have any other embedded infectious agents that need to be cleared. Look at allergies. Don't just take Claritin. Don't just stay off gluten because you think if you eat it, you're going to get colitis. Really clear your entire body of any tendencies to allergies. 4, really important. Look at your gut. Restore gut integrity. Look at probiotics. Look at the microbiome in your belly, in your large intestine. Are you digesting your food well? Are you absorbing your food well? Detox your body. I don't mean like just eat sprouts and juice for the next 3 to 6 months. I mean, go through different phases of 3, 4, 5, 7 days at a time where you're really focused on tuning your body so that you're going to really digest well, because there's all sorts of immunoglobulins. There's all sorts of immune triggers and signaling in your gut, and you want to clean your gut out, even if you say, I've never had diarrhea and I don't have constipation, I move my bowels once or twice every day. If you've got Lyme, you want to upregulate your body so that your body's brilliant, like you're going to tune yourself for a marathon or a triathlon and have it work really well. Last thing for the first 5, the 5th one is support yourself emotionally and mentally. And really look at meditation or yoga or visualizations. You know, what is it? Is it singing? Is it writing poetry? Is it reading poetry? Will keep you connected and anchored and accessed to that part of yourself for this, what might well be 2, 3, 4, 6 months of you're going to really need to keep ferreting out this effect of this little teeny little almost microscopic bite that left you with a bullet. So the supporting yourself mentally and emotionally, even if you have no mental and emotional symptoms, but you're just tired and worn down, is what are you doing to keep yourself inspired? You know, what is your attitude of gratitude? Mm-hmm. What is the way that you're shaping the next 6 steps that we'll talk about after the break that's really specific to complement anything else that any other medical doctor may tell you, or you may have tried that over and over again, and you're coming to see someone like me or somebody else who really knows what they're doing, and none of that doxycycline's worked, and you've been dealing it for a long time. So those are my first 5 tips.
So you just brought up a really interesting comment there, and it was in passing, but doxycycline is a more traditional treatment for Lyme.
Correct.
But that is the... Yet you're still seeing people that are failure to clear their Lyme that come to you.
Dr. Stephanie, 3, 4, 5 rounds. Not even like I took it once and it didn't work, but I've taken doxycycline twice. I've taken it 3 times. I've taken it 4 times. Patients come in and the doxycycline either worked 10, 20, 30, 50%, but then 3, 4, 5 months the Lyme came back. Or it didn't work much at all. So, yeah, the medical allopathic establishment doesn't have anything else. Doxycycline is the beginning, middle, and end of what is supposed to work. Bad news is most of the time it doesn't, which is why it's not like somebody had this for 2, 3, 4 months and then it got over. There are tens and tens of thousands of people around this country that have been suffering with Lyme for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, a long time, because the doxycycline doesn't work. I'm not saying it never works, but it doesn't work a lot.
Wow. So what is your estimate right now of people that come in to see you that have Lyme and aren't even aware of it?
That's a great question. What's the percentage of people who come in and aren't aware of it?
Lyme's not even on their radar as a possible cause, but they're having issues and they know they're not well.
Yeah. In my practice, I'm not saying that this is the same for anybody else's practice, but my practice is somewhere between 20 to 30%.
Okay. That's significant.
Yeah. It's not like everyone's got Lyme as a significant variable of what they're dealing with, or the variable that's in their blind spot, but it can be common.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many people who see me who've been around the block with many other well-meaning, well-intentioned practitioners, and they've been focusing on the Lyme for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and now they're coming to see me. Do I have anything else in my tool bag? Because whatever they've done hasn't really worked sustainably.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for a while, and then it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of clients out there like that, you know, that it's just, I thought I was done with it, but
I'm not really done with it. Yeah, I've heard that a lot as well.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Dr. Barry Taylor on the phone with us. He is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. He's also a practicing naturopathic doctor in Massachusetts with a lot of expertise. And today we're talking about Lyme disease. We've got to take a break, but we're going to be back here on Half Hour to Health. Stay tuned.